Morning. In thinking about being touched by God's grace, I started looking for some grand and epic experience I could share with you today. But what kept coming back to me were experiences that were so small that they may have easily been overlooked. Smiling at a child, having that smile returned, holding the door open for someone, being asked to reach for an item on the top shelf at the grocery store for someone who couldn't reach, listening and offering empathy and encouragement to a woman who is trying to propel her life forward in spite of an abusive husband who has custody of their children and continues to belittle her. Saying, "I forgive you," to my husband. Listening to music, especially when it moves me to tears. Talking with my children. Walking into the sanctuary and feeling God's presence in my soul. Singing. Offering a warm hello, smile, food, or money to someone on the street. Being ready to forgive a friend. Petting my dog and cat and feeling how much they love me. Listening to a sermon and connecting deeply to its meaning. Reading a book and getting lost in it. Working with a friend on a church event and experiencing her kindness because she knows that my time is limited. Being open to my husband when he forgives me. Laughing with abandon. And writing this list of small moments. While I would be very happy and open to experience grand gestures of God's grace, I think that somehow it is the smallness of my experiences that makes them most significant, because I've had to stop and think. I've had to reach inside to look for them, and when I did, they were right there. I wonder if this is what I was supposed to get from this exercise, that grace is right in front of me all the time. I just have to notice it. And I also wonder if maybe God is grace, and that grace and God are the same thing. I have no idea, but I thank you, God, for all of your grace. Amen.